Good morning. Welcome to all those that are with us for the Shir and Likutei Halachos. Orach Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Arbo Aminim, Halacha Beis, Paragraph Gimel. We dedicate the Shir today again for a complete Refuah Shelema for Rivka Chava Bas Yehudit, Gavriel Shlomo Ben Idit, Yuspendel Bas Gitalea, Avigalona Bas Yuspendel, Sarah Bas Yuspendel, Chaim David ben Chanafega, and all those that need refuas and yeshuas. Today, Tes Vov Tammuz, 15 days in Tammuz, is the yahrzeit of the Orach Chaim HaKadosh. I had the privilege of being there just now, right after Nates, with a friend, and in the Olam HaChassidi, the Orach Chaim HaKodesh is studied very often. Rabbeinu Zal once commented, there was a person during Rabbeinu Zal's time who studied the Orach Chaim HaKodesh very, very often and a lot. And at one point it's brought, he had a question, something he didn't understand. And he had a dream and the Orach Chaim HaKodesh came to him and explained to him, revealed to him the information. And people heard about it, and someone approached Rabbeinu Zal and said, is it possible? Could it be possible? And Rabbeinu Zal said, what are you talking about? Of course, this person was so devoted to learning the commentary of the Orach Chaim HaKodesh. Of course, he had that Ekesha with him. I haven't had the privilege of learning it extensively, but I remember about 20-some-odd years ago, maybe 25 years ago, when I was living in Harnof, and I used to learn in a Beis Medrash there called Yechaveh Das. And every Thursday they would bring a speaker who would speak about the Parshas HaShavua, etc. And one of the speakers once quoted the Orach Chaim HaKodesh, and it made a very big impression on me, and I've shared it with many people. We'll share it with those that are learning with us today. This is in Parshas Vayeshev, where it speaks about the brothers of Yosef HaTzadik, that they were envious of him, they didn't like him, and when he came to them at one point, they made a decision, they decided to kill him. And they said, the great dreamer is coming. Let's kill him and throw him into one of these pits, and we'll tell our father and others that wild animals ate him up. And then we'll see what comes of his dreams, his great dreams, where he sees us in his dreams bowing down to him. So the Pasuk says, Pasuk paragraph Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Chof Aleph. The Torah says, Vayishma Ruvain. Ruvain heard about this plan. Vayatzileu miyodom. And he rescued Yosef HaTzadik. And he said, Loi nakenu nefesh. We're not going to kill him ourselves. And he said to them, Al tishpechu dam, don't spill his blood. Hashlichu oisayel abor hazeh. Throw him into this pit in the wilderness. But don't lay a hand on him. Don't kill him with your own hands. Leman hatzil oisay miyodom. And he did this to rescue Yosef HaTzadik from their hands. Lahashivo yeloviv. And to bring him back to return him to his father. The Orach Chaim HaKodesh says, Vayatzileu miyodom. Pirish, what does this mean? Do you call this hatzala? Throwing him into a pit of snakes and scorpions? Pirish. Lefi sheha adam bal bechira v'rotzayim, because of the fact that we human beings have free choice, free will, Hashem allows us to do things. Ve'yochol laharoig mishaloi nischayev misa, and a human being has the ability to kill someone, to murder someone who does not deserve death necessarily from heaven. Mashein ken chayos rois versus wild animals, lo yifku ba'odom im lo yischayev miso lo shamayim. They will never attack a person unless that person has received a death sentence from heaven. V'hu imroi, this is why the pasuk says, vayatzileu miyodom, that Reuven rescued Yosef from their hands, meaning, pirish, miyad habechira. Reuven took Yosef HaTzadik out of the hands of those people who have free choice. Ubozeh sosar oimroi, and by this, he negated what the brothers had said, v'nireh ma yu chalamoisav, and then we'll see, we'll kill him, and then we'll see what happens with his dreams. Ki ha-bechira tevatel dovor, because the free choice of a human being can nullify, can stop something that's destined to happen. Ve'ein raya im yahargeyu ki sheker diber. And if they would have killed Yosef HaTzadik, it would not have been a proof that he spoke falsely when he said he had these dreams and he saw everybody bowing to him. It would not yet been a proof that he was speaking falsely. Here we're speaking about Shiftei Kor. We're speaking about some of the holiest people that ever walked the earth. The 12 tribes from whom the entire Jewish nation comes from. We are all descendants of these 12 tribes. And yet the Torah tells us that with their koyach ha-bechira, they were able to make such a terrible, tragic mistake and perceive that their brother Yosef HaTzadik was arrogant, was telling lies, was dreaming falsely, and to actually go ahead and plan to kill him. And they were the ones who got him sent down to Egypt, the worst country on earth at the time, to the house of Potiphar, which was possibly the worst home in Egypt at the time. And yet, Yosef HaTzadik prevailed. He rose to such a level after 12 years in prison. Paro rushes to take him out, and Paro says, is there a person, is there Ish Asheruach Boy? Is there anyone that has the divine spirit with him, like him? And the Torah testifies, Yosef Hu Hashalit, Yosef is the ruler, Hu Hamashbir L'chol Oretz. He is the one who provides sustenance for the entire world. He was put in charge of the world economy at that time. This is an example for those who ask sometimes, how is it that you can have a, we say someone is a great tzaddik, Rabbi Nachman or other great tzaddikim, when there were rabbis who didn't accept him or rabbis who spoke against him? And I always ask, what kind of rabbis are we talking about? Are we talking about rabbis like Reuven ben Yaakov or Levi ben Yaakov? Are these rabbis you're mentioning, are they that great? And the person says, no, no way. So then what's the question? If these Shiftei Kol were able to make such a horrific mistake when it came to Emunas Tzadikim, when it came to believing the Tzadik, Yosef HaTzadik, then surely other rabbis also have the potential for error when it comes to Emuna in the Tzadik of the generation. Okay, we continue in Likutei Halachos, paragraph Gimel. This halacha, we said, is based on chapter 17 in Likutei Moran, which is a large chapter, and Rabbeinu Zal there discusses several topics, and Rabbeinu Zal really elaborates on them. Rab Nosson Zal here is giving us short bullets, short quotes from that chapter, assuming that you've studied that chapter and know it well and they correlate, or you're doing the best you can. Nimsa, we conclude therefore, based on what we've been learning till now, Sheba Rosh Hashanah Hu Bechinas Hizgalus HaEsparus, that Rosh Hashanah is a special day when the pride that Hashem takes in Klal Yisrael is being revealed. And not just that, but the greatness of Hashem, the kingdom of Hashem, is being revealed in an incredible way. That's the day when Hashem is Melech, HaMelech HaKodesh, Melech HaMishpot, the Simloich. All of our prayers are focusing on revealing and broadcasting the greatness of the kingdom of Hashem. Shehu Bechinas Yira. And Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in the Likutei Moran that when this Hisparus is revealed, Hisparus, Tiferes, is a combination of Chesed and Gevura. So when the Hisparus is revealed, then the Midas HaGvura is revealed. Gevura is Bigimatria Yira. So great respect and awe for the king is revealed when this Hisparus is there. Bechinas Pachad Yitzchok, as Rosh Hashanah is referred to as Pachad Yitzchok. Ubesukkos Hu Bechinas Ahava, whereas Sukkos represents Ahava, the love, the great love that the king has for his people, that Hashem has for the Jewish people. Bechinas chibuk yad yamin. As the Zohar HaKadosh says, Sukkos represents the Jewish people being within the embrace of Hashem's right hand. The Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Smoiloi tachas l'roishi, Hashem places his left hand under my head, v'yaminoi tichabkeni, and with his right hand he embraces me. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, Smoiloi tachas l'roishi, that refers to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, which is the smoil, the left hand, the gvura, the yira. V'yaminoi tichabkeni is the concept of chesed, the chesed ahava, being inside the embrace of Hashem. And we know that it's brought that when it comes to a relationship between a rabbi and student, it's supposed to be smoil doiche, yemin mekarev. The weaker hand is supposed to push away, keep a certain safe distance between the rabbi and the student, and with the right hand, the stronger hand, to bring close. It's brought that the word shodayim means breasts, from which a woman nurses her child. The word shodayim is Rosh Hetevoi Smoil Doiche Yemin Mekarev, because in the relationship between a parent and a child, a rabbi and a student, Hashem and Klal Yisrael, there has to be this Yira and Ahava, and the Yira comes first. So Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur comes first, that's the time of Yira, followed by Sukkos, which is the time of Ahava. Bechinas Chibuk Yad Yamin, Bechinas Chesed, Kamuva, as is brought in Sifrei Kabbalah. V'oz Hashem Yisborach Megale Retzoinoi L'chol Echad V'echad. And then, as a result of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Sukkos, Hashem reveals His Ratzon, His control over the world, to everyone. Umeroimem Karnom Shel Yisroel. And Hashem elevates the glory of Klal Yisroel. Umechalek Lohem Matonois. And He doles out gifts to them. Over there in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zalman makes the analogy to a king, that a king on the day of his coronation is a major celebration at that time. He dresses up in his royal robes, and the army and all, everyone, this incredible display of glory and pride of the king and of the kingdom at that time. And this imposes tremendous yira on the people. Whatever degree of respect and fear and awe they had for the king till then, by this revelation and display of the glory and power of the king, it makes the yira far greater. And then, Rabbeinu Zal says there, then the king usually follows up with giving out presents, gifts, in honor of the day of his coronation. He pardons prisoners, other gifts. So Rav Nosson Zal says, Sukkos is a time when Hashem is being mechalek matonois. Ve'ikar hamatonois hu bechinas harbo aminim. And one of the main gifts that Hashem gives us on Sukkos is these four species. Sheziko isanu HaKadosh Baruch Hashem Yisborach berachamav be'elu hayomim, whereby Hashem has, with His great kindness, has given us the privilege of celebrating with these dalet minim. Shebozeh hero Hashem Yisborach lechol boi oylam she'anachnu amoy. By giving us this mitzvah of dalet minim, Hashem is showing the entire world that we, the Jewish people, are His chosen nation. V'hu mispoer rak bonu, and He takes pride only in us, the Jewish nation, Yisroel asher becho espoer. Ki kol ha-hisparus biyodeinu, because the whole beauty of the world is in our hands. Shehu bechinas ha-esroig uminov, which is being represented by the esroig and the other species with it, Shehu pre-eitz hador, which is referred to as a fruit of beauty, hador, bechinas hisparus, which is associated with hisparus, pride and beauty. Vizeo bechinas matonois shenoisen lanu, and this is the concept of the gifts that the king gives us. Shabuz Mashemegale Lechol Hoylam, the fact that Hashem reveals to the entire world, by the fact that He's given us this privilege of these Dalet Minim, Shekol Hahisparu Suimonu. Through this, Hashem is showing the world that the whole pride of Hashem, the pride of Hashem that He takes in His whole creation, is through us, through the Jewish nation. Kimuva b'Zohar HaKadosh, as is brought in the Zohar HaKadosh, Man Notzach Krava, who has won the war? Who has won the battle? Man Da'ochat Mani Zayna Bidei, the one who's holding his weapons in his hands. And the Zohar HaKadosh goes on to say that on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which are these days of judgment, there's a major battle going on between the defense and the prosecution, between the angels that are defending Klal Yisrael and the prosecuting angels, the angels of Esav and the other nations that oppose us. There's a major milchama going on. And on Sukkot, after Rosh Hashanah and Aseres Yimei Tshuva and Yom Kippur, on Sukkot, when we take these Dalet Minim and we hold them in our hands, and the Zohar HaKadosh says a person should walk to shul carrying their Dalet Minim and walk home from shul carrying the Dalet Minim, by walking through the streets with these Dalet Minim, we're showing all the nations that we won. We believe we won the war. Hashem has come through with a favorable decision for Klal Yisrael through Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur to judge us for a year of life, a year of happiness. That's the symbolism in holding the rifle and the grenades, the lulav and the Dalet Minim in our hands as we walk through the streets. Ki b'Rosh Hashanah nivra ha'olam, because the world was created on Rosh Hashanah, referring to Adam HaRishon, the completion of creation. V'chol ha'briya ha'isa b'shvil ha'hisparus she'yikabel mi'Yisrael kanal. And the whole purpose of the entire creation was the pride and the honor that Hashem would receive from Klal Yisrael. Ach mi yoed al zeh. However, who's going to testify about this? What is going to attest to this fact? Al kein zikoy sonu barba minim alalu. This is why Hashem has given us the privilege of this mitzvah of the Dalet Minim. V'nosan biyodeinu pre-eitz hador. And He's given us to hold in our hands this fruit of beauty, hador, the yesroi. Klal kol ha'isparus, which represents the total pride of Hashem, the Malchus of Hashem in all its glory. Lahoyrois, to teach, ulagalois, and to reveal and broadcast to the whole world, shekol ha'hisparus suimonu, that the whole pride that Hashem takes in all of creation is really focused on us, the Jewish people. Ki biyodeinu hu klal ha'hisparus, because we are holding in our hands that item which is a symbol of the total hisparus, shehu ho'esroi, which is the esroi, shaydeze yecholin lenanea lechol ashishach tzavos. And this is what enables us to shake the Dalet Minim in all six directions, levakesh ulechapes ulehasig kol horetzoinos shel kol abriya kula, which represents our searching through all parts of creation, all the elements of creation, searching to understand the Ratzon of Hashem as to why He created each and every thing in creation, what its purpose is, what its mission is, how it's an aspect of Hashem's pride. Shezer b'chinas haninuam halulav. This is the concept whereby we shake all the Dalet Minim together with the lulav. Shehu b'chinas tzadik katomo yifrach. The lulav represents the tzaddik. The lulav comes from a palm tree, and the tzaddik is compared to a palm tree because it's the tzaddikim who are the ones who emulate Hashem in looking for and discovering the pride that Hashem takes in the whole Jewish nation, in each and every individual Jew, and in each and every movement of every individual Jew. And by the tzaddikim realizing and understanding fully the hisparus that Hashem has from Klal Yisrael, this is what enables them to also understand everything that Hashem created. Because everything Hashem created, He created for the sake of Klal Yisrael. It's all because of this great hisparus that Hashem understood he would get from Klal Yisrael. And the entire creation was for the hisparus from Klal Yisrael. Each and every detail within creation, the reason why Hashem wanted that object to be created and to be exactly in the shape and form that it is to match a particular Jew or a particular need of a particular aspect of an individual Jew. As Rabbi Nizal explains over there in Likutei Moran. Any questions, please? Okay, paragraph Dalit. V'zeh b'chinas arvei nachal. And Rabbi Nizal says, now we understand the great significance of the arovois, the two sticks from the weeping willow tree that we take. That's one of the Dalit meaning. Shemechabrim im lulav uminov, which we attach to the lulav and to the esroig and hadasim. Ki arvei nachal meramzim al hatoiv sheyoytse min ho'akum v'rishoim. Because the arovois represent that goodness which had been swallowed up by the other nations or by the rishoim, people, very wicked people. As Rabbi Nizal speaks about this over there in Likutei Moran, and that toiv ends up coming back to rejoin the Jewish people in the form of converts and balei tshuva. Ki arvei nachal hein b'loy tam v'reach, because the arovois had no taste and no smell. Shemarames al poishei Yisroel, which represents the worst sinners in Klal Yisroel, who have no connection to Torah or mitzvahs. They don't study Torah, they don't perform mitzvahs. Kimuva b'dir Rabbi Senzal, as is mentioned in the Gemara and in the Medrash. Hainu b'chinas ha-toiv ha-kovush bein ho-rechoikim she-boim u-mizgayrim. So the arovois represent that goodness, that good, which is found among those who are far from Hashem, non-Jews, or Rishon, people who have become very distant from Hashem. And there's a lot of good, there's Torah and mitzvahs, which the Jewish people were prevented at certain times by the decrees of the non-Jews. We were prevented from performing the Bris Milah, from studying Torah and other mitzvahs. And when the Goyim prevent us from doing mitzvahs, Rabbi Nizal explains in the Likutei Moran, then that good which we could have and should have been doing is being swallowed up by the Goyim. And it's there. And that good at one point is touched and remembers where it really originates from and wants to find its way, wants to come back. Shaydezeh nishlam hamizbeach. And Rabbi Nizal shows over there in Likutei Moran that by Gerim and Balei Tshuva coming and joining Klal Yisrael, that brings Shleimus to the Mizbeach, Shehu Bechinas Achila Begdusha, which means it plays a major role in elevating our Achila, that it should become Achila Degdusha, like Korbonos. Shaydezeh Nishlam Asechel, which is what helps complete any deficiencies or any defects in our seichel. Shaydezeh zoichel a yira v'ahava, through which, and when the seichel is complete, then a person is zoichel to yira and ahava, kanal, as we mentioned previously, and as Rabbi Nizal elaborates on all of this over there in Likutei Moran, showing how each one of these leads to the other. V'zeh b'chinas hadas. And now we'll understand the significance of the hadasim, the myrtle branches that we take with the dalet minim, sheyesh loy reyach toiv, which do have a good smell. Ze bechinas shleimus hamizbeach. This represents what Rabbi Nizal says over there in Likutei Moran about completing the mizbeach. Bechinas ishei reyach nichoyach lashem. Because when the Torah speaks about the sacrifices that were brought on the Mizbeach, the Torah says they will generate a sweet aroma to Hashem, a sweet smell. Ki ikar shleimus ha-Mizbeach v'al yedei ha-Gerim. Because what really completes and perfects the Mizbeach is when Gerim come and join Klal Yisrael, as Rabbi Nizal shows over there in Likutei Moran. Dahainu al yedei shechoizer ha-toiv ha-kovush beino akum, whereby that goodness which had been trapped among the goyim, shehu b'chinas nishmais Yisrael, which in some cases represents Jewish souls, actual Jewish souls. V'alidei shehem choizven ala kedusha, and when these souls come and return to Klal Yisrael, aydei zeh nishlam ha-mizbeach, this brings shlemus to the mizbeach. V'nishmais Yisrael heim b'chinas reyach, and the Jewish souls are associated with smell. As Rabbeinu Zal writes in other places, ki ikar yenikas haneshama hu mehoreach, because the main nourishment of the soul comes from smell. K'mayshom Rabbi Seinu Zal, as the Gemara says in Brachas, page 40, 43. Eze dovor shahaneshama nenes mena v'lo yaguf. The Gemara asks, which item is there in the world which the soul enjoys and not the body? It's a soul pleasure. Hevioimer zehoreach. That's the smell. V'alkein nishlam hamizbeach alidei haneshamas kanal. And therefore the mizbeach becomes complete, becomes whole, when these souls return to Klal Yisrael. These souls that were trapped among the other nations. Shezeo b'chinas ishe reach nichoyach kanal. V'zeh b'chinas hadas, and that's what the hadas represents, the myrtle branch, b'chinas reyach, something that has smell to it, good smell to it. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds, v'alkein, and this will also explain why some people have the custom, based on Kabbalah, especially among the Sfarim, b'shabbos meirichin b'hadas, that on Shabbos, on Friday night, they smell hadasim. They actually make a bracha on smelling hadasim. Kimuva b'gemara u'b'ksavim, as is brought in the Gemara and in the Kisvei Arizal and Sifrei Kabbalah. The Gemara mentions that when Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal and his son came out of the cave, they saw a man running carrying myrtle branches. Two myrtle branches, and they asked, what is this for? And he said, one is for Zohar and one is for Shomer. Ki b'Shabbos oz oilen kol ha-kedushois v'hatoiv shoyokovush ben ha-sitrach rebimeyachoyel kamuva. Because the Sifrei Kabbalah teach us that on Friday night, when Shabbos begins, that's when all the holiness and souls and goodness that was trapped in the Sitrachra during the 6 days of the week, that's ready to come out of there, on Friday night is when all of that goodness leaves the Sitrachra and enters, is rejoined with the Kedusha and elevated. Shezeo mamesh b'chinas geirim. This is exactly like the concept of geirim. V'alkein meirichin oz reach toiv shel hadas. And that's why, again, on Friday night, we smell this good, delicious smell of the hadasim. Ki hatoiv hu b'chinas nishmois Yisroel. Because when Rabbeinu Zal in Likut Imran speaks about the goodness that's trapped among the goyim, he's referring to Jewish souls. Shemehem kol hatoiv. And it's from them that all of this goodness comes. As Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likut Imran, Shehem b'chinas reach kanal. And again, the neshama, kol ha-neshama tahal el ko, refers to birchas ha-reach, the bracha we make on smell. V'alkein ha-ovois nimshilu la-hadas meshulash kayadua. And this is why Avram Yitzchok Yaakov are compared to a hadas which has three leaves coming out of each part of the stick. Ki ha'ovois kulam hayu megayrim geirim kemo shekosu b'medrash kemuva de Rabbeinu Zal b'simen reish chav ches. Because as Rabbeinu Zal tells us in Likut Imran chapter 228, and as is brought in the Medrash, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were all involved in a major way in kiruv, in being mekariv people. And in those days, there wasn't that much kiruv. Kroivim, there was Kiruv Rechaikim. It was being Makariv non-Jews. And again, we know that the Torah teaches us that a person is not allowed to proselytize. We don't go to the Goyim and try to convert them. But it's brought that there are two types of Klipois. There are Klipois there's negative that cannot be integrated into the Kedusha, and there's a negative that can be integrated and included in the Kedusha. There are the three klipos, Onon Godol, Eish Mislakachas, and Ruach Sora, that represent those goyim who are not allowed to join Klal Yisrael, those goyim who need to be rejected, even if they want to come and join. Whereas the klipas noiga, it represents a combination of good and bad, where there is the potential, there is the ability of the tzaddikim, to take the good of noiga and integrate it into the Kedusha, and thereby make the Kedusha complete and whole. Without that, the Kedusha is not complete and whole. And it's brought that Avraham Avinu, when Hashem called him Avraham, Hashem said, Ki av hamoin goyim nesaticha, I have appointed you to be a father of a multitude of nations. The first letters of the words hamoin goyim nesaticha spell the word noiga. So Avraham Avinu was a tzaddik. Avraham and Sarah were on a level to be able to distinguish which goyim are from klipas noiga and can be integrated into kedusha, and which ones weren't. And it says Vayeshev Yitzchok be'eretz megurei aviv, that Vayeshev Yaakov be'eretz megurei aviv, that Yaakov Avinu lived in the place where his father had lived. It uses the word megurei aviv, telling us that his father Yitzchak Avinu was also involved in Megure, in being Megayer Gerim. Back inside, V'alkein Mordechai HaYehudi. And now, based on what we're learning here, over there in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal, in that chapter, Rabbeinu Zal speaks about Mordechai. And this is why Mordechai HaYehudi, Asher Shomoy Hoylech B'chol HaMedinos, where we're told in Megillas Esther at the end of the story that Mordechai's fame spread throughout all the countries, not just his fame, but his words, Shomoy. Shezeo Bechinas Hadibora Yisraeli Shenishmal Merochoy. This is an example of a Jew's words being able to broadcast to distant places when the air is clear, as we spoke about previously. Acheboim ho'akum u'mizgairim, to the point where the words of Kedusha find their way into the books of the Goyim, and they encounter these words there, and this causes them to convert. Bebechinas, as it says in the Megillah, Acheboim akum u'mizgairim, bebechinas verabim me'ame ho'oretz misyahadim, as it says clearly in the Megillah, that many people from the different nations of the countries converted. They came and joined Klal Yisrael. Kimavur kol ze b'maimar anal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains and elaborates on all of this over there in chapter 17. Al kein ne'emar b'Mordechai, and this is also why the pasuk says earlier in the Megillah about Mordechai, vayehi oimein es hadasa, that Mordechai Atzadik was involved in raising his niece, Hadassah, Bechinas Hadas, Bechinas Reach Toiv. This is an allusion to the Hadassim, which have this good smell. Shezeo Bechinas Shleimus HaMizbeach. This represents completion and perfection of the Mizbeach. Bechinas Ishei Reach Nechoyach, which generates that sweet aroma. Shenishlam Al Yidei HaGerim, which is completed through converts, Shemizgairin al Yedei Mordechai Yehudi, who come and join Klal Yisrael through the broadcast of Mordechai HaYehudi. Kanal, as we saw previously, Ayin Shom, look over there in Likutei Moran where Rabbeinu Zal elaborates. V'chein Mordechai Nikra al Shem Horeach. And we know Mordechai HaTzadik, his name is also associated with a good smell. K'moshom Rabbi Sein Israel, as the Gemara says in Chulin, page 139, Shemordechai hu bechinas mor deroyer. The Gemara there asks, where is Mordechai mentioned in the Chumash? And the Gemara says, the shemen hamishcha, the holy, sweet-smelling oil, which was used to anoint all the vessels in the Mishkan. The shemen hamishcha, one of the most important ingredients was mor deroyer, a beautifully smelling spice. And the Targum says, Moreh Dachya, Mordechai. Shehu Roish L'chol Habsamim. That was the most important one of all the spices that went into the Shemen HaMishcha. B'chinas Reach, which is this good smell. Any questions? Paragraph A. V'alkein Avraham Roish Lagerim. And it's for this reason that Avraham Avinu is referred to as the leader of Gerim. V'hu Hischil Ases Gerim. He was the first one to really get involved in bringing Gerim to Klal Yisrael. K'mo shekosuv, as it says in the Torah, Ves hanefesh asher osu b'choron. The souls which Avraham and Sarah created in Choron. Ki Avraham hu b'chinas chesed. Ki Avraham oyo oise chesed utztoko harbeim kol oylam. Avraham Avinu is known in Kabbalah as the Midas HaChesed. He's the one who performed tremendous acts of kindness and charity with the entire world, opening his house on all four sides, welcoming everybody. Sheze b'chinas avir hanach v'hazach. This is related to that clear, pure air that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about in that chapter in Likutei Moharan, that in order for our words to travel, in order for the message of Torah, the message of Kedusha to be able to travel far, you need to have clear air. And the way that you clear the air is through chesed, through tzedakah. Vayidezeh hoyoyochoy la'ases gerim, and that's what enabled him to make these converts. Vezeh b'chinas yoyim rishon shel sukkos. With this, we can understand the significance of the first day of sukkos, She'oz hu b'chinas Avraham, which corresponds to Avraham Avinu. The 7 days of Sukkot correspond to the seven shepherds. B'chinas Chesed. So the first day represents Chesed. Ki oz mizkapsin kol hachasodim yachad. Hapnimim v'makifim kemavur b'kavonos. Because as the Arizal explains, according to Kabbalah, that on the first day of Sukkot is when all the different chasodim of Hashem, the inner chasodim and the outer ones, the pnimi and the makifin, all gather together on that first day of Sukkot, which corresponds to Avraham Avinu. V'alkein oz hu ikar lekichas dalet minin min haTorah. And that's why the mitzvah d'oraisa of lulav and dalet minin is especially on the first day of Sukkot. As it says clearly in the Torah, ulekachtem lochem bayoim horishoin priyetzador v'kapois tmorim, that the Torah specifies the mitzvah d'oraisa on the first day of Sukkot. Ki ikar shleimus hamizbeach hualidei achesed, because the main thing that's going to help complete the mizbeach and correct any defects, any deficiencies, is this mid of chesed, sha'al yodoy na'ase aver azach, which is what clears the air, which generates a clear air so that the sound can travel, v'chulu, etc., etc., and the whole chain of events that follows after that. V'horetzoinois shemegala hatzadik, and this also generates the retzoinois, the rotzen of Hashem, which the tzadik reveals, Sheze b'chinas dalet minim. And this is what's all represented by these dalet minim. V'alkein isa b'ksovim, and this is why it's written in the writings of the Arizal, Shebe'erev sukkos tzrichin laharbois b'tzdoko ma'oid. Reb Chaim Vital Zal writes that the Arizal told him that Erev Sukkos in the morning is one of the special days of the year for a person to gather together any tzedakah that they have and to distribute it, to give it out. Ki ikar hatikun hualidei hatzedakah kanal. Because Rabbeinu Zal explained over there in Likutei Moharan that one of the critical pieces of this whole process is tzedakah. Tzedakah is what's going to clear the air and allow the words of the tzaddik to broadcast, to travel, to reach far places. And that's going to make Gerim and Balei Tshuva. And when the Gerim and Balei Tshuva come and join, that's what's mashlim the Mizbeach. And when the Mizbeach is sholem, when that Reach is being generated, that's also the tikkun of Achila Dikdusha. And when we have that, that reveal, there's a revelation of the Yira and Ava, all the other things. Now Rav Nosson Zal further clarifies this, adding his own pieces to what Rabbeinu Zal says. Ki oz, ki besukas, oz hu bechina shleimus hamizbeach al yedei gerim. Because Sukkos is one of the special times of the year where we see the Mizbeach reaching a certain level of shleimus, of maximum, through Gerim. Where do we see this? Ki oz makriven korbonos harbe yoiser mikol hayomim tovim. Because throughout the holiday of Sukkos, we're bringing more sacrifices than any other holidays. We're bringing the first day 13 cows, and then 12 cows, and 11, 10, 70, a total of 70 cows, just for the korban oilas. Shezeo b'china shleimus hamizbeach. This represents the mizbeach reaching a level of shleimus. Ki oz makrivim shivim porim bishvil shivim umois. Because on Sukkos we brought 70 cows, 70 oxen, corresponding to the 70 nations of the world. The Gemara says that this is the symbolism, those 70 Purim, corresponding to the Shivim Umois. Shezeo b'chinas Gerim. And what about those Shivim Umois? That goodness that's found in those Shivim Umois, the ones that are able to come and join Klal Yisrael. She'anu makrivim korbonos bishvilom. We're bringing these sacrifices on their behalf, kedei sheyi Elohim kiyum kamuva, so that that toiv that's found among the goyim should be able to have an existence. On one hand, we bring the korbanos in descending sequence, the first day 13, the second day 12, then 11, 10, 9, to bring down the goyim, to push down the nations of the earth, to subdue them, to defeat them. But at the same time, these korbanos are serving another purpose. These korbanos are holy, super kedusha, and they are giving chiyus to that toiv that's found among these other nations, injecting them with fire, with fuel, for them to be able to find their way back to Klal Yisrael. The ikar kavanaseinu, and therefore our main intention is sheyi olehem kiyum, that these nations should continue to exist. Why? Kedei levarer hatoiv mehem, in order to enable us to extract the good that's found in those 70 nations, Shehem Hagerim, which are the converts. Nimtza. So therefore, we conclude, therefore, Shesukas hu bechina shleimus hamizbeach al yedei hagerim kanal. Rav Nosson Zal has now proven and shown so clearly that Sukkos represents that time of the year of exceptional shleimus to the Mizbeach. How? Specifically, by that toiv that's found from the other nations, through Gerim. V'alkein oimrim oz b'sukkos b'chol yoim. And this is why, when we, after Hallel, and after we go around the Bima with the Lulav and Esrog, we say the special Hoshanas, the closing words of those prayers, the last line, the bottom line is, Lemandas kol amei ha'oretz, ki Hashem hu alikim ein oid. What are we trying to accomplish on Sukkos? What are we trying to accomplish with the Dalet Minim? To enlighten all the nations of the world. Lemandas kol amei ha'oretz, to inform them, ki Hashem hu alikim ein oid. Ve'yishmu rechoikim v'yavoyu. And by broadcasting, by making this announcement, and by performing all the mitzvahs of Sukkos the way Rav Nosson Zal explained it now, based on that chapter on the Likutei Moran, through the tzedakah on Erev Sukkos, through the chesed of the first day of Sukkos, through all of this, through this, this will bring about v'yishmu rechoikim v'yavoyu, that those that are far away will be able to hear the message, and they'll come and join. Dehainu Gerim Kanal. Ushleimus, now Rav Nosson Zal adds another piece. Ushleimus hamizbeach hu bechinas achila bigdusha, k'mo shekos Rabbeinu Zal k'macher. Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in chapter 17 that the concept of the perfection of the mizbeach, today we don't have a mizbeach. So what does that mean today? It means achila bigdusha. Because the Gemara says that when we had a mizbeach, a person would commit a sin, they would bring sacrifices on the Mizbeach, and that would atone for their sins. The Gemara says, today we don't have a Mizbeach. Shulchanoi shaloda mechapgar Mizbeach. A Jew's table, the eating that a Jew does at their table, can atone just like the Mizbeach did, if the Achila is Bigdusha. Ki hu chag ha'osif. Rab Nosson Zal says that Sukkos is called the holiday of gathering in all the produce. She'oisef kol minei machol, where we're gathering in all the produce from the fields. Bechinas tikun hu achila bigdusha, which represents the tikun of eating bigdusha. The Gemara says that when a person has pas besaloi, when a person has food in his basket, then he doesn't feel hungry. If a person has an empty refrigerator, they have no food in the house, then the fact that they don't have food, that itself increases the taiva sachila, that desperate need for food, that wrong type of taiva sachila. But the Gemara says, when a person has pas besaloi, when there's food in the closet, when there's food in the refrigerator, even if I'm not eating, just the comfort of knowing that I have food, that alone minimizes the taiva sachila, that wrong type of desire for food. So Rabbeinu Zal shows in Likutim, in the second half of Likutim Ram, in Torah Aleph, that Sukkos is keneged taiva sachila. Because on Sukkos, the fact that it's called Chag Osef, we're gathering in all the grains from the field, so we gather it in, it's in our house. We have food in our basket, so we're not starving, we're not hungry. So Sukkos is the tikkun of Achila Bigdusha, Shezeh Bechina Shleimus HaMizbeach. And when there's achila digdusha, then the seichel is complete. And that enables us to reveal the pride that Hashem has in Klal Yisrael and the rotzayn that Hashem had in every detail of creation. That also represents the yira and ava. Shezeh bechinas esroig, the Lulav Uminov Kanal, which is included in the Dalet Minim, as we explained throughout this halacha. And now Rav Nosson Zal puts the cherry on top, paragraph Vov, in showing us what the Torah says about Avram Avinu. When Hashem is giving a bracha to Avram Avinu, look at what the bracha is. Vezeh bechinas ve'escho legoy godol. Hashem says, I will make you into a great nation. Va'avorechecho, and I will bless you. Va'agad lo shemecho, and I will increase your name. And the Gemara says, Va'avorechecho b'mamoin, I'll bless you with money. Ze bechinas hoin yosef reim rabim kanal. This is what Rabbeinu Zal refers to over there in the Likutim Ran, when he says, wealth attracts many friends. Rich people attract many friends. And Rabbeinu Zal shows there that through the mitzvah of tzedakah, a person makes friends. Person helps other people. And he clears the air, as we said. Through that, I will increase your name. This refers to Mordechai, the name of Mordechai Atzadik, being broadcast, his fame being spread in all the countries, in all the lands. As Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likutim Ran, that's the Agad L'Shmecha. You'll have a name. Everyone will know your name. Vaydezeh nase geirim. And this generates geirim. Bechinas ve'escho l'goy godol. I will make you into a great nation, a large nation. Bechinas ve'shanefesh asher osu b'choron. Referring to those converts which Avram Avinu and Sori Menu made in Choron. Rav Nosson Zal adds again, Ayin heite b'maymar anal. Study chapter 17 in the Likutim Ran well to really get a full appreciation of this halacha. Because there in the Likutim Ran, Rabbeinu Zal explained each one of the concepts there in a paragraph with psukim and gemaras and everything. Here Rav Nosson Zal made reference to them briefly, and Rav Nosson Zal added his whole mountain of chidushim, showing how all of this ties into Sukkos and Rosh Hashanah and Kippur and Dalet Minim. Baruch Hashem. Any questions, please?
Can Rav Nosson clarify the role of the Kurbanos on Sukkos, please? On the one hand, it's subduing the Goyim. On the other hand, our main intention is to extract the goodness from them. Can Rav Nosson talk to that?
Definitely, definitely. This. You need to be clear in this, because Sukkos is a special time when we're performing this, and it's also always. The question was asked, this seemingly contradiction that we mentioned, that the Gemara says clearly that one of the reasons why we're bringing these 70 oxen on Purim, and we bring them in descending sequence, the first day 13, the second day 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, is the 70 Purim correspond to the 70 nations of the world. And by bringing them in descending sequence, we're showing that we're trying to be machmia them. We want to weaken them. We want to eventually destroy whatever part of them needs to be destroyed. But for right now, we're bringing these 70 Purim. We're addressing the fact, we're recognizing that there are these 70 nations of the world, and we're including them in the Beis HaMikdash. We're bringing Purim corresponding to them, but in descending sequence, so that we're trying to be machmia them gradually. But Rav Nosson Zal says, there's also a very important message there, that the fact that we're bringing these, why include them in the Beis HaMikdash at all? Why give them any achiza in the Kedusha? The answer is because there's toiv there. There is a toiv there. In Klipas Noiga, there's a section of toiv. In the 70 nations, there are these gerim, number one. And number two, there's all of that toiv. There's all of those mitzvahs that the goyim swallowed up over the thousands of years. All the toiv of Klal Yisrael that's been swallowed up. When the goyim conquer us, when we are subjugated under them, when we're under their control, in whatever ways it is, it means that some of our goodness is being controlled by them. The taxes that we pay, we learned that when we pay taxes to non-Jewish nations, etc., that's a form of tzedakah. We're giving them money. We're giving them Jewish money. So some of that money is being swallowed up in there, among the goyim, in the Sitra Achra. And Rabbeinu Zal said there that we want that it's only when that goodness and those gerim come and rejoin Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael becomes complete. Just like it's only when the Targum is included in Lashon Kodesh, that's when Lashon Kodesh is complete. So therefore, Rav Nosson Zal explained that on Sukkot, the 70 Purim we're bringing, it has a dual purpose. One purpose is to be machmia, to weaken the 70 nations, to destroy Amalek completely. And those nations from which we cannot accept gerim, to weaken, to bring those nations down and down. But at the same time, to give them the minimum chiyus that they need, and to be able to broadcast to the good that's found among the goyim, which will reach those goyim who have the capacity, the ability to come and join Klal Yisrael and become great heroes. Rabbi Akiva ben Gerim, Rabbi Meir, who came from Nero, Dovid HaMelech Moshiach, who comes from Rus HaMoyavia, and all the other many Gerim.
Thank you, Rabbi Master.
Yes. One of the questions that being asked is, how does Achila Digdusha bring Kapora? What's the connection between eating and Kapora? Our Sforum, the Breslov Sforum, Likutei Moran and Likutei Halachos, have hundreds of pages on the topic of Achila. Achila is what unites the Guf and the Neshama. Achila is part of what makes us different from everything else in creation, meaning the angel. Hashem has angels. Angels are completely spiritual. They cannot sin. They cannot do bad. We human beings, because of the fact that we are a combination of a neshama, which is a chelek ol kam imal, and a guf, which comes from ofor min ha'adama, dirt. It's that combination, those two being brought together, and the battle between the two, that's what makes us superior to angels. That's this pride that Hashem takes, Yisroel Asher Becho Espoer, is the fact that we have Bechira, like we quoted from the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. The wild animals, Lahavdil the Malochim, they don't have Bechira. We have Bechira. And one of the most important places where this Bechira takes place is in Achila. We see that all the trouble started, the first and only command that Hashem gave to Adam was regarding eating. This you can eat, from there you shouldn't eat. And throughout the whole Torah, the entire Yiddishkeit and the life of a person is involved in achila, so that achila can take a person to the highest places. Achila is karbonos. The same accomplishment that a karbon accomplishes, which is lerotzoin lifnei Hashem, that the reach nichoyach of a karbon reaches all the way up to atzilus. The Zohar HaKadosh says, siluka de karbona ad ein soif. The word nichoyach, we quoted the word reach nichoyach ishel Hashem. It's brought that the word nichoyach is bigimatria 72 to show that it reaches up to atzilus, corresponding to the ayin beis, the yud kei vav kei in the form of ayin beis, the highest level. That same achievement that the karbonos were able to achieve is by taking a behema, the essence of gashmius, and offering it kodesh l'Hashem, sanctifying it for Hashem, taking the Bahamias and turning it into avodas Hashem. That's the same thing that we're doing when we eat bigdusha. Because again, eating is feeding the body. We're taking Bahamias, we're taking the behema inside of us. And if a Jew eats bigdusha, where we're selective about what we eat, only kosher, only what's really kosher, only what's really healthy, and we eat a minimum during the 6 days of the week, we limit our eating. And on Shabbos, we eat better, etc. Through Achila Digdusha, that's what's uniting, that's the main thing that makes the kesher between the guf and the neshama. That's karbonos. That has the same value as karbonos. Rabbi Nazal has a chapter on the Likutei Moran, Torah Zayin, in the second half of Likutei Moran, where he says that He'oras HaRotzayin, the main time when a person can receive He'oras HaRotzayin, which is again this light of the Keser, this light of Atzilus, is specifically during eating. As Boaz said to Rus, it says, Vayomer Boaz el Rus, Le'es Ho'oichel Gishi Haloin. He said to her, at the time of eating, when they were eating, come close to me. Gishi Haloim. Haloim is Malchus. The Gemara says that that's a time, an incredible time of Kirvas Elokim, like the Mizbeach, like what the Mizbeach brought about. This incredible closeness, this deep connection, this Dveikus to Hashem. This is why we say in Birkas Hamozoim, Poiseach Es Yodecha Umazbia Lechol Chai Rotzoim. Hashem satiates us with Ratzon, this highest level of light. Any other questions, please? Mazel tov. We completed another major halacha in Likutei Halachos. Now we go on to two halachas on the topic of Ishana Rabbah. And with this, we'll complete the Yomim Noiru, and we'll complete the whole set of holidays of Elul, Rosh Hashanah, through Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, Mitzvah Shem. Shvizorcha to learn, to appreciate and absorb every line in this Sefer, which teaches us how to serve Hashem properly, on a real level, on a high level. And Shvizorcha to the Gula Shleima, B'mehera B'yameinu.
Thanks, Rav Nosson.
Sure.
Thank you.
Sure. All the best.
Thank you very much, Rav Nosson.
All the best. All to remember. All to Rabbi.
To you too.
So much.
To you too.
So much fun. I love it. Love it.
Baruch Hashem. All the best.
Thank you, Rav Nosson. Have a great day.
Thank you. All the best. Ashreinu, 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 that we're given such an inside view of Yiddishkeit. Hashem.